Hello and welcome to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in the OCR J309 specification, nutritional needs of different groups. This is a topic that comes up again and again in your exam, and understanding it properly will help you pick up marks across multiple question types. Now, here's the thing about this topic that trips students up. It's not just about knowing that children need calcium or that pregnant women need folic acid. The examiners want you to understand why each group needs specific nutrients, and they want you to link the nutrient to the exact physiological demand of that life stage. That's the key to moving from level 2 answers into level 3 and level 4 territory. So over the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down the nutritional needs across the human lifespan, give you the specific knowledge you need for exam success, and highlight the common mistakes that cost students marks. Let's get started. Let's work through the life stages systematically, starting with infancy and childhood. For infants from birth to 1 year, breast milk or formula provides complete nutrition. But here's a critical point for your exam. From 6 months onwards, infants need vitamin D supplementation because breast milk doesn't contain enough and their skin isn't exposed to sufficient sunlight. This prevents rickets, which is a softening and weakening of bones. When you're answering questions about infant nutrition, always mention that weaning begins around 6 months, introducing iron-rich foods like pureed meat and fortified cereals because the iron stores babies are born with start to run out. Moving to childhood, ages 2 to 11. This is a period of steady growth, so we're looking at three key nutrients: calcium, vitamin D, and protein. Calcium and vitamin D work together for bone development and to build peak bone mass. Remember, peak bone mass is achieved in the late teens and early 20s, so childhood is absolutely critical. The biological function here is preventing rickets and ensuring strong skeletal development. Food sources include milk, cheese, yogurt, and fortified plant-based alternatives. Protein is needed for growth and repair of tissues. Children need about 1 to 1.5 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight daily. Now, adolescence, 12 to 18 years. This is where examiners love to set scenario questions because the nutritional needs differ significantly between males and females. Both need increased protein due to rapid growth spurts, and both need calcium and vitamin D because this is the final push for peak bone mass. But here's the key difference. Adolescent females need significantly more iron, especially once menstruation begins. Iron is required for hemoglobin production in red blood cells, and blood loss during periods increases the risk of iron deficiency anemia. The symptoms are fatigue, weakness, and pale skin. So, in your exam, if you see a question about a 14-year-old vegetarian female, you should immediately flag iron as a potential concern and suggest iron-rich plant sources like spinach, beans, lentils, and fortified cereals, along with vitamin C to enhance absorption. Pregnancy is another high-yield exam topic. Three nutrients are absolutely critical here. First, folic acid, also called vitamin B9. This must be taken before conception and during the first 12 weeks of pregnancy to prevent neural tube defects like spina bifida. The dose is 400 micrograms daily. Food sources include leafy green vegetables, fortified cereals, and oranges, but supplementation is recommended. Second, iron. Pregnant women need more iron because blood volume increases by about 50% during pregnancy, and the developing fetus needs iron for its own blood supply. Third, calcium for fetal bone and teeth development. If the mother doesn't consume enough calcium, it will be taken from her own bones, increasing her risk of osteoporosis later in life. For adults aged 19 to 64, the focus shifts to maintaining health and preventing chronic disease. Energy requirements vary based on activity level, but the emphasis is on balanced macronutrients: carbohydrates for energy, protein for maintenance and repair, and healthy fats for hormone production and cell membranes. Fiber becomes increasingly important for digestive health and preventing conditions like diverticulitis and bowel cancer. Finally, older adults, 65 plus. This is where students often make a critical mistake. They say older adults need less food, full stop. But that's not precise enough for the mark scheme. What you need to say is older adults need fewer calories because their basal metabolic rate decreases and they're generally less physically active. However, their need for micronutrients remains the same or even increases. This is called nutrient density. Older adults need vitamin D and calcium to prevent osteoporosis and reduce fracture risk. They need vitamin B12 because absorption decreases with age and deficiency causes nerve damage and anemia. They need fiber to prevent constipation, which is common due to reduced gut motility. And they need adequate protein to prevent muscle loss called sarcopenia. Right, let's talk exam technique. The examiners have told us exactly what they want to see, so let's make sure you're giving it to them. First, always use the nutrient function source chain. Never just list a nutrient. Say, calcium is required for bone and teeth development during childhood to prevent rickets and build peak bone mass. Sources include milk, cheese, yogurt, and fortified plant milk. That's a complete answer. Second, be specific with terminology. Don't say weak bones. Say osteoporosis for adults or rickets for children. Don't say tiredness. Say anemia or fatigue due to iron deficiency. Examiners reward precise scientific language. Third, watch out for the timing of folic acid. It's not just during pregnancy, it's before conception and during the first 12 weeks. That specificity earns you the mark. Fourth, in scenario questions, identify the distractors and key constraints. If the question says a 14-year-old female vegetarian athlete, you need to address adolescence, female, vegetarian, and athlete. That means protein, iron, calcium, and increased energy. Missing any of those loses you marks. Fifth, common mistake. Confusing energy requirements with nutrient requirements. Older adults need fewer calories, but the same or more micronutrients. Pregnant women need only about 300 extra calories per day in the third trimester, not eating for two. And finally, when you're asked to modify a recipe or plan a meal, make sure your portion sizes are realistic. A main meal should provide about 30 to 35% of daily intake, not the entire day's worth. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Question one. Which vitamin must be supplemented in infants from 6 months? Pause. Answer, vitamin D to prevent rickets. Question 2. What is the key difference in iron requirements between adolescent males and females? Pause. Answer, females need significantly more iron due to menstrual blood loss to prevent anemia. Question 3. When must folic acid be taken during pregnancy and why? Pause. Answer, before conception and during the first 12 weeks to prevent neural tube defects like spina bifida. Question 4. Why do older adults need fewer calories but the same or more micronutrients? Pause. Answer, their basal metabolic rate decreases and they're less active, so they need fewer calories. But micronutrient needs remain constant or increase, requiring nutrient-dense foods. Question 5. Name 3 food sources of calcium suitable for someone who is lactose intolerant. Pause. Answer. Fortified plant milk, leafy green vegetables like kale, and fortified cereals or tofu. Brilliant work. Let's recap the key takeaways. Nutritional needs change across the lifespan based on physiological demands. Infants need vitamin D supplementation. Children need calcium, vitamin D, and protein for growth. Adolescents need increased protein and calcium, with females requiring extra iron. Pregnant women need folic acid, iron, and calcium. Adults need balanced nutrition and fiber. Older adults need fewer calories but nutrient-dense foods with vitamin D, calcium, B12, fiber, and protein. Always link the nutrient to its specific biological function in that life stage, use precise terminology, and provide food sources. Remember the nutrient function source chain, and you'll be well on your way to top marks. Thanks for listening to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. Keep practicing those exam questions, and I'll see you next time. Good luck with your revision.